Yeah?
Yeah!
Okay.
Press it!
Welcome to Entertainus, a podcast about movies, TV shows, and video games. I'm Hayden. With me, I have Mitch.
Hello.
And Tam.
Hi, Tam.
Our subject matter expert on Resurgence.
Bum, bum, bum.
Because his KD spread is better than anybody, and he likes Call of Duty. So, Tom, how do I get good at Resurgence? How do I resurge?
Stop being you.
Well, I can't help that.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Yep.
Here's our tips and tricks. Mine is just, you know, hide most of the time.
Hope for the best.
Pick up the laser gun, you know, because everything else sucks. Mm-hmm. Tom, what do you got?
I see Mitch has a lot written down.
Now, I knew what we need to do. Now, whether I implement this or not is besides the point.
All right.
But the first thing I said was you need to know the enemy location. Mm-hmm. That's
important.
It's a key thing,
agree.
Right?
That's important. Knowing where people are.
So things like using the scout perk, using like spotter grenades and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I would recommend using that stuff because even with the scout perk, when you shoot them, it lights up for your teammates mm-hmm. too. Now, granted, it's only for a couple of seconds, but at least you know that they're there.
A high alert.
High alert. Yeah, listen. You know, mm-hmm.
A high alert is also good.
You want to use those kind of things because it's. If you know where they're at, it helps a lot. Just you know,
knowing where they're at is one thing. Being able to kill them is a totally other.
Shut up. We didn't talk about that. That was the point. We just need to know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't kill them, that's besides the point.
Well, whoops. I'm going to shoot at him.
Or I kill two of them, break the third, and then I get down, and then Hayden and Mitch run in and immediately get nerfed by one guy.
Yeah.
Because he goes... with whatever gun he's got, and just kills us both instantly.
The SMG that's the meta, you know, or whatever. I don't know. I don't want to do homework to play a video game.
Yeah.
But we're not talking bad about Call of Duty. We're talking about how to get good at Call of Duty.
So Rebirth is unique in that you can keep coming back as long as someone on your team is still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you land initially, that's very important. Okay. Picking a spot that you know is going to have... You know, 9 times out of 10, good loot and enough loot to sustain a 4-man team.
That's why we always land at
Habba.
Well, before we go too far or too fast, too far, another key point that I had on here was don't be afraid to retreat.
It's tactical.
The Mitch method of runaway.
If you're the only person left,
if Mitch looks at his thing and sees Hayden's health bar go down and he goes down, and he sees my plates go, Mitch immediate instinct is to turn around and go back the way he came.
Survival instincts.
If I'm in a firefight and I'm like, he's almost down, Mitch. Too far gone. Sorry, too far. You're dead.
Mitch is
basically in
a helicopter flying somewhere else. Going, no, there's nothing I can do.
Sorry.
Look. If y'all go down, both of you are down, there's no point for me to run over there because it ain't going to help. I'm just telling you. Mm-hmm. So if both of y'all go down, I might as well book it out of there. Y'all just die and then respawn in a couple of seconds. Cause
mm-hmm. When's the last time we won Resurgence? Or just call
I mean, I've won a lot. I have like 80 more wins than the two of you.
Well,
you play a lot more than we do, too.
That's true.
And I play with randoms.
Yeah, which are probably better than this.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them not so much. Some of them are worse than you.
Yeah. Well, that's saying a lot, actually.
But then when you were talking about landing at
Habba.
That was another thing I put down. Start at an outer kind of coastal building because it if anything, it at least limits one side that you got to defend. You only got to defend three ways instead of, you know, behind you as well.
Harbor's interesting because it actually is more like two directions. Like you got chemical that you got to worry about.
Yeah.
And then you got like big red in front of you.
So, you know, because the prison has that uprise where they can shoot down at you, but
that whole lane. You can drop down behind the wall and they can't see you.
Right.
And even the chemical plant, they can shoot down in your direction, but there's no like windows or doors directly on your, you know, from that building into your building.
And we like Harbor because it's not that popular. I mean, chances are like every other game,
a team will land nearby and push at us when they realize we're there.
But if you can own that space long enough to get a gun or some guns and then figure out where to push from there, you can at least have a good starting point compared mm-hmm. to what other people are doing, which is just balls in it in prison, hoping for the best.
Or yeah. control center or chemical bioweapons, yeah. Nova.
Which I think is stupid because, you know, you're going to land with other people and, you know, it's a fight for a pistol or something like that. So yeah. it's not worth it.
I mean, even like playing with you guys, or I play with randos, they like to land at like headquarters
mm-hmm.
or grandma's house, I think they call it. It's the one with there's the giant tower.
Yeah.
That cluster, those three buildings right outside of prison, a lot of people love to go there. Yeah. A lot of people love to go prison roof. A lot of people like to go below prison. A lot of people love to go to control.
Yeah. I like Harbor because we usually end up pushing into, you call it Big Red or something like that, which most of the time the circle ends up either in prison, the chemical side, or like that tent city side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's usually where the circle ends up at. So you have pretty well avenue.
Like 70% of the time, if you land at Harbor, depending on the way the map is, you have an avenue to make it to buildings to fight your way into the zone.
Right.
Or sometimes it collapses onto Harbor.
That's true. Rarely, but that is true.
And that's a slugfest because you got dudes coming down from the hill in multiple directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can kind of like, you know,
because you know you're going to have a team coming from Chemical. You know you're going to have the teams coming from Nova getting on top of Big Red. You know you're going to have teams on Prison who are working their way down the hill, and they're shooting down at you at Harbor.
Yeah, but, you know, you got strategies that you can implement, mm-hmm. defensive strategies. Like stairs is always a big thing, and you can just put a landmine mm-hmm. on the stairs or something like that. So,
well, so another thing I was going to get to is, like, when the smoke starts to close in and stuff. I mean, yeah, it might be advantageous to be up on the high ground, which that's another thing that I have later on is high ground's an advantage, but even if you're on the high ground, you don't want to be on top of prison and then you have to jump off of prison to get to the circle mm-hmm. while the guys down low are just waiting for you to jump.
The biggest thing when the zone,
you want to be ahead of the circle.
When the okay. first, when it collapses and the new zone appears, the biggest thing is positioning.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Don't be the last one to try to run. Cause we all do it. But if you're inside the new zone and you know it's collapsing, the first place you look is out of the zone.
Yeah.
Where everybody else is and going to have to come to you.
Right. Yeah. I think most people for battle royales in general, they always, like, when they start out, they always play with that notion of all the bad guys are in the zone, so I'm going to try and stay out as long as possible to live as long as possible. Mm-hmm. Then when you become more experienced, you know that if you can own your space in the zone and then kill those people trying to get in, mm-hmm. you have a better position of advantage because you're playing defense instead of offense.
Yeah, I mean,
but as it collapses more and more, you know every building you're running into, there's going to be a team.
Right.
You're going against a fortified position.
Well, that, and then even if you're outside the zone, you're essentially fighting on two fronts because you've got to stay in front of the circle that's closing. Mm-hmm. And then you still got to worry about defending from the people that are shooting at you. And
yeah.
Basically, you're just having to play hopscotch between, you know, cover, hoping that mm-hmm. you don't get shot and still outrun the zone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and most people play with fast guns, as especially in Resurgence, because it's very tight and close. So it's like SMGs.
AR-SMG dominant.
Yeah, and they play like that because they're, you know, clearing aggressively, whereas if you can get into a fortified defensive position, you can try long guns, and you'll dominate from a distance because nobody has those in Resurgence. So if you get up on the roof or something mm-hmm. like that and buy Big Red, I don't know what that building is called, but like with the windows on the roof that mm-hmm. pop out all the time, you know, like if you get a sniper gun for that, you can just pick off people in prison that can't touch you. So
I mean, the biggest thing, Rebirth is the most aggressive game type.
It is. It's frustrating when you are being assaulted because they just keep coming at you. I mean, it's,
you can take three out of four of them mm-hmm. and then you know, a minute later, they're all back.
So,
well, talking about being aggressive, that's another thing that I put down was it speed kills. So you don't want to worry too much for range until later on in the circle where, you know, you already have like a setup spot where you know you have to go, because at the beginning, there's so many people that you got to be able to kill people quick before mm-hmm. their whole team responds back yeah. on top of you.
Yeah, and we play usually where we're like, okay, we're all three sniping, and our fault is that we all want to get kills, and we're all shooting at that one guy parachuting in, and usually one of us needs to get smart, and sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but
we start tunneling.
Yeah, you start ratting around inside the building, making sure nobody's sneaking up on you.
Yeah.
So... But that's the smart way to play, but it's also kind of boring. So,
another thing which pretty much everyone knows is that time to kill is king. You know, you got to have the guns that shoot the fastest and do the most damage.
Yeah, you're not going to be running around with an Odin and a P90.
Yeah, the more damage you can do, the quicker is, I mean, that's what everybody's going to use.
And the guns that grant you, you know, decent TTK and movement.
Yeah, I was playing with the Origin yesterday, and I was getting a fair amount of kills with that because it I don't know what they've done to buff it recently, but it feels like it was when it started out. So it's got a decent choke spread, and it's one to plate and then one to down, and it's really fast. So it's like within 1 second you can down somebody. Okay. So it'll beat an SMG, which makes freaking
very
sense.
Up close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like if they're you know 50 meters away, or well, that's probably pretty far. If they're 20 meters away, they might beat you, you know. But for the most part, just hosing people with the Origin with its like 17 shells, I think, magazine.
Or like, I think the 25 round.
Something
drum.
Like that. Yeah, like you have an insane amount, and you just hose people with that. You can, and I like to have that indoors where everybody's like breathing distance and just hosing people with that.
You're running into a room, and it's like guy in the corner, pop, 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 and yeah. The flinch is just out of control.
Because I ran into a room where a dude was behind he set up a portable barricade, and only his head was available. But that's all. I took two shots to kill him from the other side, you know, and he had an SMG, and I downed him before he got me. And it makes sense, like, okay, the shotgun is dominant in that situation. So, yeah.
Another thing I put on here is, like, you know, we were talking about how, you know, you're killing somebody, and then his team comes back. Well, you don't want to get stuck in what they call respawn loops, to where basically you're just constantly
coming
just
back
you and one
trying
other
to get something and die. Trying to get something to die.
Either if you can't wipe them, you just need to kind of like back off a little bit.
That's where aggression comes into play. Because like if we get rushed and we kill three of the four, we have to find the fourth guy.
Yeah,
just end it.
That's the biggest problem with Resurgence is if the three of us are established and we have our loadouts and we have a really good setup point, but I die, okay, I can either come back and pick up, you know, ground loot, like crap SMG, some green sniper rifle or something like that. Or I can try and get my guns back where I died, you know, but then that dude's there. So it's either you die over and over again and hopefully get lucky, or you just work with what you got, and it's punishment at the end of the...
I think the biggest thing overall that would make you a competitive, you know, resurgence, rebirth player is, you know, moderate team cohesion. Sometimes you're not going to have that playing with randos.
Right.
But if you're playing with your friends, you know, having good comms about where people are, how to move, and where you want people to go and attack from certain angles.
Yeah, and know your roles, too. Like, I know you're going to be better at longer range, so I'll try and do the support close guy or something like that, and just, like I said, ride around, make sure nobody's sneaking
out. I think movement is a tremendous factor.
Yeah, and communicating when you're moving. That's always a good thing, too.
That we don't do.
Yeah.
Because we'll look up and one of us will be who knows how far away.
Then we're playing split.
But another thing that I wrote down was land near buy stations. Because the faster you can get your loadout, the better chances you have. Because if you've got your loadout and the other team doesn't, most of the time you're going to win.
Because like 9 times out of 10, there's a buy station at Harbor.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we land, we get enough money from Harbor, that two-story building, then Big Red. We go back, buy our loadout. And we know it's like, all right, we're probably going to have to fight dudes who have loadouts at Bio or at Chemical and at Nova.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, buyouts, buy stations are important. Also, just so, like, you know, some dude, a whole team of four is rushing, and it's just the two of you until somebody comes back in, so you have options. You can buy an airstrike and just pin him in a position while you move or stall for that guy to come in or something like that. So it's nice to have that extra.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
That's my next point. Strategic use of your kill streaks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, if we're inside Harbor, like, I mean, we're using Harbor as a huge example, but even if you're anywhere, like, let's say, you know, you're on the prison roof, you're on the side by water tower, and you're running across to the other side, to the other staircase. Team is rushing you from where you were, as you're crossing the plane, airstrike yourself, get behind cover. It's like right. You're out of range of your own. They didn't get the indication. They're coming to get you because they downed one of your guys. They're going to run into it.
Right. Yeah.
And you have a chance you might break their plates and you'd be able to down a couple of them, or you might down them outright.
Right. You know, sometimes you get lucky, but either way, kill streaks aren't made to take out a team. It's made to stall them so you can figure out where to go from there.
And it gives you a chance to kind of reset. And
that's what I was going to say. There's been several times where I've used a precision or a cluster, and I'll just put it on them just so that we can move to a different position without being shot at.
Because we know they have to move.
Right.
Yeah.
Or put it on them, forcing them to move, and then light them up as soon as they break cover.
Come out of cover, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying it forces them to duck down, and we can move to a different location. And hopefully, them either didn't see us, or it just allows us to get there with cover fire.
Which is a big thing. Like, if we know where a team is, and we, shots fired back and forth, and then there's kind of a lull, rotate to a new spot, because they're going to still think you're over there, whereas now you have angles on them, and you can start pushing them from a different spot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and that's... It's basically that cat and mouse game that, as far as I understand it, where the strategy is they know where I'm at, so now I need to get to a position where they don't know where I'm at, and now that I know where they're at, how do I use that to my advantage?
Or if I'm, like, the only one in a building, guy comes flying through the window, down him, kill him, and I see his little thing going off. I'm like, he's already calling out where I'm at.
Yeah.
I got to grab his stuff, and I got to run.
Yeah.
Because his whole team's coming where they last saw me. Because the chances are, when he went down, he was live pinging the crap out of me.
Yeah.
They should be. And pinging, that's like, even if it's with randos, like, that's communication basics. And it has to have that. Like, no matter what, even if I see a guy parachuting off in the distance, I'm going to ping him just in case somebody has advantage that I don't. Mm-hmm. And it's faster to do that instead of saying, hey, does anybody see that guy on the east side of the island coming in from the tower? You just ping him. And then everybody will at least get their attention. If somebody has a shot, they'll take it, and then your window is a lot smaller, but at least possible at that point. So,
and earlier I'd kind of mentioned, high ground is pretty key a lot of times, as long as you use it correctly. I mean, don't be the last one to move out of a spot. But when you've got the high ground, nobody's going to be shooting you from down low unless you peek over the ledge.
Yeah.
So it gives you a little bit more safety. Mm-hmm.
High ground's good for two reasons. One, because you have to get to it, so it's a lot of climbing, and if you're fortified in that position, you can use that as an advantage. Mm-hmm. And two, if the circle's closing and you're at high ground and
people you need to are in move the building, quick.
Yeah, you do
because
need,
there's going to be the team that's below you waiting for you to jump off.
But you can move faster than the guy running out the door below you. So, you can either hold out and wait for them to chicken out first and kill them, or you can try and just get ahead of the curve and get to a better, vantage point for them to run at.
Or like we've done it has been so, like, we're on a high ground spot. I jump off, get ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the team that's below pushes out and they're all looking at you. And then they start taking rounds from further into the zone because it's me. Right. And then now they're engaging me. Then you guys can peek over and shoot them. And then it's like, all right, we got them all. And now we can move.
Yeah. And like grenades and whether it's lethal or not, they're all entirely distraction or stalling devices.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great if you stick somebody, but I only use grenades solely as a, this dude's about to come out and I need to reload or something like that. So chuck it just to hold him in place while I get myself ready for the firefight. So
another thing I have on here was to use less common routes. So like, when they're on top of the prison, there's that little ramp. It's like kind of close to the water tower where it's just like, essentially it's just a wall.
Yeah.
But yeah. You run up the wall, you can hop to the floor and then you're right there at the staircase to come.
Yeah. Use ways that aren't like obvious, don't run down the hallway.
But that's a very known.
Well, yeah, route. but it's
everybody does it.
It'll be one of the last ones that they look at besides the doorway that comes out of the main door and all that kind of stuff.
If they're smart, they're going to be, if they're typical, they're going to be looking at the most obvious, which is the door, the walkway into the room. But if they're smart, they'll have like a split direction. They'll have a field of fire through the doorway.
I mean, even the zip lines, nobody uses the zip lines.
Yeah, because you're dead on them.
Because you can hear it. But at the same token, if people are fighting and then you zip up, they're not going to hear it.
Yeah. You got a friend in your apartment, Tom.
Well, also, like for the new stuff on Rebirth, they have like the scaffolding on the side of the roof that you can go up the scaffolding and get up there. So.
Yeah, yeah, and then they keep kind of tweaking with the typical mechanics of Rebirth. Like they have the like gas canister thing where you can live a little bit long. Mm-hmm. And like at first, I thought it was BS and useless. But if you are waiting for somebody to come out of a circle, and you have to do that chicken race where, you know, who's going to live in the smoke the longest, that will give you like a step up over them. So yeah, there's some devices that are moderately advantageous that have changed the game a little bit.
Well, that, and with those, like, if you know where the circle's going, you can run in, or, you know, run into the smoke and then just set that up. As long as you got a gas mask, run into the smoke, set that up, and then wait as the circle comes back to you in those final circles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, knowing your equipment, it's just a lot. It's a lot, especially if you're under fire. It's a lot to think about at the same time. You know, you got your support grenades, your primary grenades, your kill streaks, your equipment.
Yeah.
You know, on top of how you're going to shoot back and all this other stuff. It's
where you're at specifically with, like, which way you want to run to.
Yeah.
And knowing what's going to be, like, if you're getting pushed by a team, you down one of them, you can probably guess which way the other ones are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, I took him, he's here. This one's probably coming up the staircase first.
Right.
And then you can audible to that. It's like, all right, yeah, I got him. It's like, all right, there's probably going to be one coming from the window. There he is.
And that's another important strategy, too, that if you have a team, you can try and argue, you know, like, okay, I have this guy pinned down behind cover, okay, you know, so if he's bleeding out, chances are his teammates are going to try and res him. So you keep him pinned down. Mm-hmm. Hopefully one of your other teammates gets into a flanking position. And then, you know, that flanking position is always, like, paramount to what you can do to secure, like, the complete wipe for a team. And hopefully, you know, your team's good at communicating like that.
Shoot fly, don't bother.
Kill that fly, Tom. But
you belong to my friend Link.
But we got to make sure that, you know, you communicate that way, and it's really hard to do that with randos. That's the advanced communication that people kind of suck at. So what do you got? What else you got there, Mitch?
I put on there that, you know, not to be afraid to grab, like, the different contracts and stuff, because you're going to get the money, especially the bounty contracts, because it's basically like a UAV of a single team.
Yeah.
And then even if you don't get the kill, if somebody else kills them, you still get some money out of that. So you're still, there's no downside to grabbing a bounty contract.
Yeah, and you never know. Like, you might be the last guy alive in the final circle, and then contracts don't mean anything except just immediate money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if the circle moves to where there's a buy station, you might have garnered enough money to buy your team back, and that could change the game entirely. So,
monkey rounds.
That's right.
The monkey round.
Those are the best.
When you're the only one alive, and it's like a 1v3.
Get it, boys.
And you dive into a buy station, buy back the entire team, and they just come streaming out of the sky.
Well, like the last time me and Tom played on Caldera, we even had somebody to do that. Like, our randoms knew the plan.
Mm-hmm.
They understood the assignment.
Tom went and bought one guy, and then I went and bought the other guy. And as they fell in on top of the other team, we were just picking them off as they were fighting them in just a massive.
You're just seeing people running around. We're just hosing them. Just like, and our teammates are just running, going, you know, swinging pistols at people.
Yeah.
The next part I put in there was pretty much overkill's the only, like, middle perk you need. To start out with.
Where you have two
primaries. Yeah, two primaries.
After that, if you get a second loadout, it's all preference. If you want, even though the perks drop in crates.
Yeah.
If you want high alert, if you want tempered, if you want restocks.
I was going to say, overkill is the most valuable one to have, especially from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then if you
tempered.
If you get another crate, then tempered and, like, restock are pretty useful because you're just constantly getting your stuff back, or it takes less to fill up your plates.
Yeah.
Especially if you get into a firefight, run behind cover, and it takes a second to throw in two plates, and now you're back to max.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I put on here was this new thing. You got to pay attention for the occupation scans.
Yeah, that's stupid crap.
What is that?
Where, like, it's like an event.
Like, yeah, it's like you can – I think a team buys it.
No, I think it's like an event, like when jailbreak and stuff like that. It's kind of like one of those events.
You have to go prone, otherwise every team gets it. It's like the advanced UAV.
Everybody can see where you're at.
Yeah, if you don't go.
Like, everybody on the map shows up if you're not prone when this thing goes off. It counts down.
Yeah, you got to stay prone for, like, the second duration, which is, like, 10 seconds.
Oh. Okay.
So, you can't be moving. You got to stay prone, or you show up on an advanced UAV style on the little radar for everyone.
Okay. So. Well, there you go. So, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's something new they did within, last season? Or, like, last two seasons or something?
Resurgence is fun because it gives you that kind of battle royale feel, but at a faster pace enough where it's not you looted for 30 minutes to and get schwacked, and then you wasted that moment of your life, you know. You can still get killed in the first 5 minutes of the game. Your team can get schwacked, and you just got to start all over again. But chances are
you weren't that invested to begin with.
Right. You know.
The biggest problem is just if you can't get that last guy, they just keep coming back and just until continuously. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, you know, I think right now Resurgence is still way better than Caldera Warzone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, went much, much better.
Yeah, every once in a while I get the bug, and I'm like, I miss Warzone, and I want to play Caldera, and it's just...
Never mind.
This isn't good. Because I know we played the other night, and it was just...
Yeah, I'd rather just
I had more fun playing Rebirth.
Yeah. So, well, there you go. If you got any tips and tricks, let us know. EntertainThisPodcast.com or at @thisentertain on Twitter.
@this.entertain.
No, just @thisentertain.
Whatever.
And, you know, feel free to reach out. And if you want to play with us, you're probably better. So show us a thing or two and let us know. Otherwise,
you can lead us to victory.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know.
We need your help.
Let us know your tips and tricks.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What's the meta? What gun should we buy? I know that laser gun is a big deal right now, you know. But we're all about, you know, prepping for Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone 2. So
if you're out there, we need a fourth. Mm-hmm. We need a consistent fourth. A
dependable fourth.
Yes.
May the fourth be with you. So. All right, well, that was fun. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, goodbye from Mitch.
Bye.
Okay.
Dreams!
Bye from Hayden.
Yeah, okay.
Bye from Tom.
Goodbye.